We good?
This thing just takes about a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to order, please.
All right. So thank just, you. we're a little late for the sick leave, but I wanted to kind of recap the motion that was passed last week regarding comp time contribution. So it says now, any employee earning compensatory time may elect to contribute to another county hourly employee. Designation of the recipient must be made at the point of contribution. The contributor will need to fill out all proper paperwork prior to the transfer in the Human Resources Department. The Human Resources Department will do an interoffice transfer of funds, in parentheses, not the hours, and the recipient of the funds will be responsible for all of all applicable taxes. So that's how the new policy is written. So what I'll do is copy and paste that into an email and send it to everybody saying if you want to contribute or pass on anybody who's out. Yes, sir?
Yes, and I would like to include that in everybody's check this next week.
Okay.
When we approve payroll this Wednesday, I would like for that to go out a copy of that motion.
Okay.
But you're good with the email going out now.
Yes, I want the email to go out now, but good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the new ordinance. So that takes care of the comp time. And I'll send an email to everyone saying this is the new policy. And if you want to contribute to another recipient, please contact the commission office, and we'll line you up with the names. I think that I'll make sure Bob probably needs to see the email before I send it out, make sure I don't do any violations there, but I will send it out and then I'll email you the official wording. You'll have the official wording in email.
Jim, I don't like that. I don't like the commission being involved. I think it should go to whatever we're going to call a Human Resources Department, which we haven't established yet, but we have Don and
Dixie
and that group that knows who has comp time and who doesn't have comp time that is available. And they don't need to say it's for so-and-so. They need to make it that it is available at that time and let them call in and find out who it's available for, or if someone has a request from a friend of theirs, they're going to know it.
So may I just send out the policy and say, here's this was just recently passed by the Tannehill County Commission, and leave it at that?
The employee will figure it out.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, but I mean, this is why we did that. I mean, it's an emergency situation, and it takes care of.
I wondered if there's something an employee could sign off that allows you to say their name if a chance they wish to be put on that list.
I've thought of that earlier. Makes sense.
That HIPAA would probably want that signature,
yeah.
Bob. If you can get with Bob on that,
okay.
that would be easy. If they signed their name, say, yeah, let people know that I'm on the list. That way, then they can bring up the name and we're not in violations.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Trouble, then that eliminates when they call my office. I don't know if they email anything about it, but it must be. We kind of did that with one other.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, that helps.
If you don't get that all worked out, let us know, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
We're now ready to talk about sick leave. Now, it's Monday, and I didn't get a whole lot of research done to help solve any problems here.
Jim, I think we're talking about sick leave, and we're on that subject, but I think that we've made a great stride to help these people in an emergency situation with this motion that we just passed.
Right.
On the workman's comp.
This comp time,
with a comp time. This sick leave situation is very, very complicated. I've talked to cities and other counties and every city administrators and things, and when they go to talking sick pools and everything like that, everybody goes to running backwards.
Right. Well, obviously I'm not for the sick pool, so... what I was waiting for is I thought Rick would be here and he might come back in here to talk about what the impact because one of the questions we had was, what was the financial impact to the county if we would pass a policy like we talked about, which is the 100 hours, what would that cost the county? Originally, it was like, Don was saying $130,000 at the most. I think I've heard new numbers less than that.
But he emailed us.
Right.
Did it?
I did. I haven't pulled it up yet.
But it didn't have a number on it, did it?
Yeah, it had two numbers. It had...
That was last Friday?
Yeah.
Or Thursday. When did we have our meeting, sir? When did we make the motion for the comp time Jim used?
It had to be Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, it had to have been either Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, because that's the only meetings we had last week.
Well, I wasn't here.
I can't find your email, Rick, about the sick leave payout.
Okay. You want to know what it cost?
If everyone contributed 100 hours and we paid out at 50%.
I think we mailed it to you.
Wait, did Don send it to me?
Yes.
Okay, I've got it here then. Is it the $79,156? That's the number.
Pretty sure that's
right.
I wanted to say that.
And then this is a different scenario over here. It's $39,000. That's 25%.
Oh, if you did the 25% payout. Gotcha. Okay.
And
you know, I appreciate everybody, every employee here, but I think there is a misconception in the entire system that sick time is something that is owed when it is a benefit. And I sensed that from our meeting the other day when we had participants from the employees here. And I don't know how to express myself in a way that, as we took action upon the comp time to try to help employees, that this is a totally different situation with the sick time, which is a benefit versus owed monies.
It was funny to me because I talked to one person, in particular one person that was going to take advantage of selling it or giving it to someone else. And, those are the people you're trying to reward, and that person was just a little bit disgruntled that she felt like she should be getting 100%. I said, well, wouldn't you rather have 50 or 25% rather than nothing? And after I visited with her, she seemed to understand that you're going to have some that are going to be a little disgruntled.
Well, I think it's hard to explain.
It is.
I was going to recap this email real fast on the comp time. I was going to send it to everyone. It says, on Wednesday, September 23rd, the County Commission changed the policy as it relates to comp time contributions. If you have any questions, please let us know. And then I have a cut and paste of what the policy change is. I was just going to send that to all users. That at least gets the word out. And then we'll have to get with Bob about the list and all that.
And just for the record, I don't think all we've done is change that you don't have to get the counties, you don't have to go through the same procedures.
Right.
You don't have to go to your department head and then go to the county commission. You can go directly to the HR department.
Right.
Because we've always, and I think I'm right on that, we've always, if somebody had an issue, they come to their department head and they came to us, and we've always approved this, although it was a check written. So that's a little different.
It is a checker, and I think before there was a...
Previously, yeah.
Yeah, previously there was a little concern that some of the department heads would be offended because they were going to manage that comp time out and not have to hurt their budget for that. And this way, they would have the option.
Yeah.
That's about the only downside to a check, I think.
Yeah. And back to the sick time.
Okay, so let me send that email just went out. Okay, now sick time. So we left it last week with, if we paid, my proposal was max 100 hours, 50% payout. The question was, what would the impact be to the county? And right now, the first year impact would be $79,156. So basically $80,000 would be the impact to the county if we were to pay out 50%, just basically what we talked about last week. If we wanted to pay a 25% out, obviously it would be that in half, which is basically $40,000. Right now we currently pay zero. It's use it or lose it. And
that was that was the November turn-in date, right?
You know, one thing maybe you want to consider that, if I understand right, your rationale for doing this is to try to encourage people that maybe have been taking advantage of the sick leave policy not to take advantage of it, to store it up, and I think it's a good reason to do it.
Just sit right here.
And then you might want to consider that you intend to buy back sick leave over a certain amount of time, but the amount that you
is too aggressive? Should I go to 50 hours?
I don't know.
That would cut that. Mm-hmm. That would only be a $40,000 impact, and we just start buying back hours.
And you may want to let them know that the amount that you pay on that may vary from year to year depending on what our revenues turn out to be.
What I thought about since our meeting was maybe the 100 hours is just too, I mean, that's a big chunk of hours. Maybe we just say 50 hours. That's at least gives people some avenues to cash in or contribute over. The impact is minimal to the county, more minimal. But we're trying to reward those people not using sick leave.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, we got lots of employees that never take a day off, never sick.
And this
helps them.
Yeah, this is to reward them.
But I'm going to tell you something.
I'm pointing to your 50 hours.
Yeah.
They'll just keep going and going. I mean.
Well, the reason I said 100 initially, because we give them 96 a year.
And that, I'm saying, if we could do it, I think that'd be a good thing to do instead of cutting it back to 50.
Well. Let me tell you, if we do that, if we pay out sick time, and I hate to be maybe I'm having a bad day and I would hate to say something that would offend somebody. I'd like for anybody listening to come and talk to me. But the fact that a person takes a sick day when they're not sick, and if they were caught fishing or whatever, I think they should be suspended a day without pay. I mean, I just think that a sick leave is a benefit and that it should be used as such, and I know that it is abused as such.
Well, I know it's abused. I mean, that's the problem. I know it was abused. It always gets abused worse at the end of the year because they're close to that 480 mark and they don't want to lose it, so they'll... I mean, I know people plan vacation around their sick leave. Well, if you're sick, you can't do that. So,
why would you want to go on vacation when you're sick?
I don't know. I don't understand.
But you know what I'm saying, and I think it's...
Rick, I mean, put your financial hat on, your auditor hat on.
When I work with the budget, I work with it. It's just like it's coming in and out of my pocket. And I, you know, if it were my pocket, I wouldn't pay any more than 25% out. That's where I'd be. And then, you know, people would come and they'd be upset with me. And I'd say, well, I got you 25% more than what you had before.
Right.
And you know, maybe next year we can move it up to 50. But that's, you know, I just don't see that this year. I wish I could, but I don't. You guys will make the decision, and yes, you know that we have that balance we're carrying forward, and we could do that, but, I don't know.
Let's look at it a different perspective. We're going to have an insurance bid coming in here shortly, and that insurance bid is definitely, from all reports, is going to be higher. So we might take that into consideration when we're figuring dollars.
Right.
If we can help the employee and they understand that we're helping the employee, because insurance is going to go up on their families, and then I think they might be more acceptable to receiving the 25 or the 50 or whatever we decide on. I think we're a week or two before the final decision. I don't think it's a decision for today. I think there's too many options open. I think we've worked on it. I think there's ideas out there from every perspective. But I just think that would be nice if we had the insurance increase so that it might work into what we help the employee with.
I fully suspect that the health insurance is going to go up at least 5%, maybe 10%.
Yeah.
Just because of what she said the trends were. You guys, I gave you the Delta Dental this morning, and it's trended up 5%, I would guess. I didn't look at the percentage, but that would be my guess. It was up, and I know that's an important benefit to a lot of people. I think that in these times, people are going to begin to recognize more and more the benefits the county's offering. I hope they are.
Danny, I hear what you're saying. I'm just trying to figure out what other information I need before I make a decision, which is...
Insurance, one. The amount of... I think that regulates the percentage that you would want to give out, that you'd want to sell back. I think you have to throw in the decision-making process that anyone caught abusing the sick leave policy is suspended without pay.
But the problem is that abuse.
If we saw that today, we don't have a written policy, I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't have a written policy, but if that happened today, that's what you'd do, isn't it? That's what I do.
Well,
that's, if I found them taking sick time, which is for sick time, like you just said, and they're on vacation.
But can we enforce that because we don't have a policy for it.
I think if you don't have a policy, you don't have much to stand on because, I mean, you're going to have... They're gonna say,
I feel the same way you do, Chuck, but I just...
I think the policy is good to stand by.
It says right, S-I-C-K, sick. I mean, I feel like that's our policy. But anyway, that's another issue. We're chasing the rabbit there.
Right. A lot of people, and another thing it's hard to do is, like, we got the flu. We got this flu issue that we're talking about. People have the flu, and they... don't necessarily go to the doctor, but they're sicker than a dog that then couldn't be around. We don't even want them at work. We talked about that with the health department. So there's more issues, Jim, than just saying we're going to do sick leave with 25, 50.
Well, but, I mean, the problem is I've spent hours on this research. I don't know if there's any more information I need. That's what I'm at. I mean, I've spent hours on this thing and researching and coming together and
without knowing the insurance deal, how are you going to do that? Are you taking that into consideration?
No, I mean that's the cost of the living. Actually, if the benefits get too expensive, we'll start cutting benefits. I mean, first thing I would say is how many people are using Delta Dental? If it got real bad, I mean if we had 25% raise, we would say okay. We may have to look at cutting some benefits or reshop it or something.
I'd like to remind us that we've talked about a lot that the ability for them, let's say 50%, the folks that some of it is just they're fortunate they don't get sick, but other people are taking better care of themselves in some cases. And
James, you're going to chime in? Well, you can come and chime in now. Come on to the microphone.
Well, you know, I think I've talked to some people about this as being a reward. But we don't want to sit around and hammer it out and make it a penalty to these folks that comes to work because they've got a headache and they go ahead and come to work and other people stays home. And you talk about the increase to your benefits. That's the abusers that's causing that. So again, I get back to not penalizing these people that has been dedicated to the county as employees. I believe, and you know how I believe, I thought it should be 100% payback, and nobody agrees with that because of the monetary factor. But if you drop your 100 days down to 50, you're actually, the first paycheck that person gets is just going to be 25% of total sick leave.
Right.
Because you've cut it to 50%, and now you're talking about cut. The 50% is 100 days.
100 hours.
100 hours, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then you're going to cut to 50 hours, so you're basically looking at 25%.
Of a week.
And so I look at that as being a deterrent. I know Rick looks at it that they would take that and would be obliged to take it, and I'm not disagreeing with that. But we don't want to... I felt when you went into this, to benefit this county, it would be a way to reward someone for being healthy. And I'd hate to see you guys hammer it out to where it wasn't the reward any longer.
Well, and I appreciate it. I mean, that's part of my thing is the 50% seemed like it was the fine line between it being a deterrent and actually people just don't care.
Now, I tell you what you could do, I believe, to help your cause. And it may have been said, and I didn't hear it. Say 3 years, you got 3 years to straighten up your sick leave.
Right.
And then you wouldn't have to worry about it as being a situation from now on. You've got three. There's nobody that got that much sick. I've got probably one of the top sick leave people in my office.
480 is all you can carry anyway, so.
And Kenny Davis, you know.
480 is the next
thing. Yeah, so yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
300, you still have 180 hours left after three years.
Well, I mean, set it up to where it would go away. Don't have this as a continuous.
The buyback?
Yeah, to your budget. And then you wouldn't have to worry what your insurance premiums did and all this stuff establishing the value. That's just a thought. Don't let it carry on forever.
Right.
Because someone might say, hey, I'm keeping it until the county comes up with a higher bid.
I think it's, you need to put in your policy. This may not happen again, but you know, you want to do it this year.
Between now and the end of the year.
Because
if I was going to sell you back $200 or $300, I'd definitely wait for a higher bid. If I wasn't ever sick anyhow, I wasn't going to lose it.
The 50% is seemed to be. And all I saw is what you sent me, really, Rick. But it was it's kind of a standard. Thanks.
It is kind of an industry standard.
And so that's why I'm pushing for 50%, and I'd like to see the 100 hours.
Well, I mean, the whole
if I don't get to 100 hours, I'd settle for 90.
Anything. 96.
Anyway, I'm like you.
I've spent more hours on this than
more hours, but I've given a lot of thought and
it's the fine line between rewarding healthy employees and then and doing the right thing and not putting the county in jeopardy. And
like Rick says, if it doesn't work out next year, I mean, we're trying to do what's good and right, and if it doesn't play out well, we'll have to look at it again. Maybe, you know,
if you could write that in the policy that this would be.
We could put a date on it.
Look at on an annual basis and see where our reserves are.
Last lines is that it will be reviewed
on
each
basis.
Budget year.
You can't hear them, but that's right. So for the most part, even though say I'm not willing to budge the 50% versus the 25%, overall the policy is you're pretty supportive of it.
Jim said I couldn't talk unless I got up here again. This has been my idea from
a long time,
6 years ago. I really, you know, and I think if we had,
and I've always, I mean, I've always worked for companies that did this.
And I really believe if we'd instigated it 6 years ago, we wouldn't have as big a problem right now as we do. But I may be wrong. It may be an ongoing thing, but that's why I feel like that we need to look at it that way. I'm full support of it. I think a while ago when I said it's like, you know, I'm just not a good spender, and this is spending
money.
You're
pretty frugal.
Thanks.
Good for you.
Only more frugal than you is Chuck. He's pretty frugal.
I think it's pretty close.
Is it pretty close?
Yeah. Isn't there a guy that talks about the Sonic commercial? That's Chuck in that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's true.
You want to remember the guy that's got the 480 hours? Is why your insurance premium didn't go up 17%, 18%, 20%.
Right.
So you want to remember that in the decision that they are.
That's a good point.
The heroes to the insurance policy.
And you know what? I'm in case somebody is listening, I really believe we should be rewarding these. That's the reason I've been on this for 6 years. And if
I think so,
anyone doesn't look at it and see that it's a reward, they need to rethink this, because it is for those people that have done that. Exactly. Even if you give them 10 cents on the dollar, it's a reward.
How about a motion, Jim, old buddy?
Well, I'm just trying to think how the wording is. Yeah, I'm going to move that we adopt the sick leave policy, which is, and you'll have the official ordinance, Jim, used, but basically to pay out a maximum of 100 hours at 50%. Now, this the wording is pending Bob Paulson's final approval, but I believe it's all legal where the first 96 hours you accrue on the 97th hour, that turns into the first hour of earned. And so my motion is to allow any county employee to either contribute or cash out up to 100 hours at 50% earned amount annually based off, I think, the first pay period of November. That's the last time we'll pay out for that year, and that we will review this in 6 months, this policy. I mean, the official ordinance, I'll have Jim put into the meeting notes, which basically talks about the contribution. You know, if you want to contribute to an individual, it's tax-free and that the recipient pays taxes on it. I'm trying to think what else was a significant part of that, which was...
We don't want any less, no less hours. Did you already address that?
100 hours, and you got to have a minimum. Part of the ordinance is you have to maintain a minimum of 96 hours after any contributions made.
Okay.
And this whole thing is to try to reward the people who are not been sick, who have been helping us keep our premiums low. And
I'll second your motion.
Okay.
And just for discussion, to Danny's point about a policy, I would encourage us to do a,
I'm gonna write a policy.
Policy as far as
abuse
of sick leave. I don't think we need one, but it's good to have one. I mean, I think it is what it is, but a policy would be fine.
Okay.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I'll get it written up and emailed out. Go from there. What's the 4 o'clock?
I scratched it, but I can't even read my own writing.
Here it is. It's maintenance on judicial facility.
Maintenance, yes.
You need that other night at
Aegis. Oh, we had an Aegis mediation contract, but I'm not going to support Aegis coming in and doing any more testing or spraying of the facility downstairs. I believe that with the last results showing that there's nothing down there that's satisfactory, so... I'm not going to be supporting that. So, anyway, it was on the agenda at 3:55, but I'm kind of changed my position on it after talking to him some more. So,
okay, is there any question with them? Does somebody need to contact them?
I'll call Manuel. I mean, I can call Manuel and say we're not going to use him.
Okay.
What was the decision made on construction?
It was passed. Here it is. Our construction's from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay, good. Okay.
Great, thank you.
The maintenance facility on judicial facility, I don't know if we're ready to talk about. Renee's not here. She's dealing with some, you saw an email from Renee about the generator, little generator failed.
I heard them running it a while ago.
We test them. The little one supports the server room, and that thing failed, and so she's babysitting a contractor to come out because right now we have no emergency power on any of the data equipment. So she can't be here, but the whole conversation at 4 o'clock was about what are we going to do now that the building's out of warranty? What list of contractors are certified? Are we going to use the same contractors, electrical, HVAC? I mean, that's the conversation I think you started, Danny, with last week, which was, okay, it's out of warranty, now what? What does Renee do when there's something broke? And we need to set up some guidelines there, and I don't know what they are.
To chase just a little bit of a rabbit, did you see the email, or maybe somebody brought the bill in, that we got a bill from something on the new building? And the bottom line was that it was a breaker. It was a bad breaker, but they were still billing us for like $300 or something.
Oh, because they thought it was out of warranty.
No, it was, in my opinion, before we went out of warranty.
Oh, right.
But they were billing us because, I don't know why, because.
Yeah, that's no sense.
Well, I mean, the problem is it's going to be expensive maintaining this building.
And so,
But you're misunderstanding what he's saying. It should have been under warranty.
Right, I think they pushed it back. I think Nikki was talking to Nick at Septagon about...
I'm sorry, because that was a different rabbit. So
no, anyway. She's chasing that to say we don't owe it. It was some of her Springfield business, I believe. I think you're going to have to remember. I remember
Springfield Engineering.
Yeah, it was a bill that we got, we didn't know what it was for, and then found out that it was...
Would be advisable to have... to go out, like it's not for bid, but to get different electrical contractors, plumbing contractors, heat and air.
And get a list.
Yeah. Get a list, and then go from there. As far as I think that's the way we want to do.
I mean,
that.
Linda's been talking to him, so she could probably come over that list. At least
that opens it up to the. That opens it up to the general public. Well, so
I mean, that's my thought is too. That sounds like a first good step. Is just let's get a list of all the different things that would go wrong.
I think it should be put in the paper. Anyone interested in servicing maintenance on the new judicial facility and the courthouse, contact.
My concern with the paper is it costs money. Here we go again. And number two is a lot of people don't look at the paper. What if we went like to Lloyd's or L&J or Meeks or those places and Linda could get a list of people?
Right.
Repair folk.
Well, I mean, she has a bid list. We could send a letter out to all those guys. Are you interested in being contacted for...
Or maybe... Like Lloyd's would maybe even stuff a little thing for us in their bill saying, hey, any county's going to be needing service on a new facility. Are you interested? If so, contact.
I mean, the policy, a lot of times in the business world, you'll send out what's called an RFI, request for information. And basically that company then sends you their criteria of why you should select them. And then you put a first, second, and third in each category. And
if there's some people that can't work on the like the kitchen equipment, exhaust deal, they're just lost.
And we don't want them. We don't want them fiddling around.
We don't even want them messing with it because it's very hazardous. It's hard to...
Do we have a list of every vendor?
I'm telling you, we have a person on staff now that can take care of any electrical problem that shows up down there.
Right.
We don't have a plumber on staff.
Or a heating contractor.
But consideration for someone that would be used as a maintenance person I don't know how you do that. But
well, on your heating and air, if we just got a list of the folks and say...
Well, Johnson Controls installed it. They're the ones who can work on the... that's the problem. We bought a proprietary system that runs the heating and cooling system. I mean, Johnson Controls system is the system.
Independent contractor can't work on
it? Well, they don't know Johnson Controls, the computerized. I mean, it's all computerized. I mean, if they don't know it, I don't know if we want them fiddling around on the computer system.
Well, going to the, not that, but go back to your HVAC. Again, we find out who the folks are in our area, maybe as far as Springfield. Are you interested in working for us? If you'd like to come look at the equipment and see if you're...
Let me ask you a separate question. Should we just send a note to Nick and say, what should we do when something goes out of warranty? Well, how do you suggest we go about non-warranty items now? And see if he's got I think you talked about maybe a contract or something with him. I don't know. It's a big old building. Receptagon, yeah.
Well...
Should we get Linda at least get a list going?
Yeah.
And start getting lists started and
I think I don't want to be harming that.
Yeah, and we're going to have to revisit this soon. I don't want something breaking and we have to do something panicky.
Yeah. This generator deal is serious business.
Yeah.
It did, you know, if we lost a day's worth of data.
Yeah. So there, I told her.
Are we not stroke redundant or whatever?
That is a redundant. That's our backup.
But I mean, are we not covered?
Data-wise?
At the underground?
It depends on when how the system is set up from a when is the data backed up? Is it end of day or is it as it goes along? I think it's end of day. We batch the data over there. So if something breaks before 5 o'clock, before that message, before we send that data, gone.
That's my understanding.
Don't they have it at the stroke even?
I do. I just don't know if our applications. I don't know if the assessor's program. I bet you it's if it's written in 95, it probably doesn't have that ability. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of those. Day-old. At the end of the day, you send the data file changes, so it's probably not as you know up to the minute or like that. So that'd be another reason.
Who do we have working on our generator?
She's working on it. I know that. I told her to go get somebody in. That's all I told her to do. Did you reply to the email?
No, I didn't.
I said get someone in here. I mean,
emergency.
It's emergency. It's emergency. We can't be without backup power. So. But that's because she realized it when we did our weekly checks, and that's when it didn't fire back up. So,
well, it was running when I came in. At what time did we get back? 2:30.
Okay, it was running, but
there's three or four of them out there looking at it.
Okay, so maybe something else.
They found something, I guess.
All right, I'll direct Linda to get the list going on that, and that's all we've got for today.
Okay.
All right.
Recess.
And what about your Nick Smith? What about
I'll send an
asking
email.
Her or you want
to email I'll have her? Linda send an email you to Nick and say, what do you suggest?
Okay, I'm happy. Recess.
All right.
Did you have something else, James?
Recess. My employees asked if they could take sick leave to build their house
during the daytime. Yes, as long as it's done by 7. Could you
email me the word you want me to put it in?
Yeah, I will.
7.